All right, it's time for us to talk with the coach. It's being brought to you by Massachusetts General Hospital Cancer Center. Every day amazing, by the Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health, and by Mercedes-Benz, the all-new 2021 GLA, and by Arbella Insurance. And joining us live right now on the Harbor One Hotline is indeed the coach of the New England Patriots, Bill Belichick. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Glenn. How you doing? Kirsten? Great.
Hey, Lou's here.
I'm here. Your boy Lou's back here,
Bill.
I'm
sorry I missed you last week.
All right.
I'm here.
So I'm going to let Lou start off.
I'm not going to fine you on that. We'll just give you a warning.
Let's go do some laps.
I'm going to let Lou lead the thing off because he's got 12 pages of questions that he's meant to ask you in the last couple of weeks.
Well, I'll just start off, Coach. I know every win is satisfying, but, you know, no preseason game, no joint practices. And when you see the way you guys executed, that pretty much goes as well as you thought it would for game one, given the circumstances?
Yeah, I mean, it's always great to win, and so definitely, you know, happy about that. I thought we, you know, did a lot of, you know, good things. There's certainly a lot of things we need to work on and improve in, and so we'll, you know, continue to do that. But you know, proud of the way the guys competed and, you know, kept their poise and just really worked hard for 60 minutes. And we didn't have a lot of, you know, plays that we beat ourselves with on penalties and, you know, missed assignments and, you know, bad tackling and things like that. So, like I said, there's definitely room for improvement, but, you know, overall, we'll take it.
So playing off of that, it was pretty obvious that your offense with Cam Newton and his skill set was a lot different than what we saw with Tom Brady. Teams are going to see film. Teams are going to start doing certain things. So how vanilla was that offense, and where do you go with that offense from here, Bill?
Well, we always will try to do what we feel like is best, and so that's what we'll do now. You know, Josh, you know, called a great game like he usually does. And so, you know, we're out there, we're able to go out and, you know, stay balanced and move the ball and score some points. We missed some scoring opportunities, and, you know, defensively we gave up some points that, you know, I think we could have kept off the board, but, you know, give Miami credit. I mean, they're a good team. They came in and hung up, where it was 27 on us last year. So, you know, it was good to, you know, good to play competitively, and I'm sure that all teams will improve over the next, you know, several weeks here, and as we should, and so we'll see how it all plays out.
Hey, Coach, you know, after the game, you were talking about J.C. Jackson and how, like, you were, I guess, I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, like how, you know, you wanted to personally congratulate him. I think you were proud about how mentally tough he was. Can you just elaborate on that a little bit more as far as what exactly, you know, were some of the challenges that he was going through to kind of make you want to go over there and just, you know, praise him for the game that he played?
Well, I think he showed a lot of mental toughness in the game, and it was a big play he made at the end. And, you know, he just really, you know, has had a good camp. And, you know, I thought this weekend was, you know, a really good challenge for him. Good challenge for us defensively, you know, after the way they moved the ball against us last year and, you know, just made plays on everybody, but, you know, and out-coached us and outplayed us. I thought this year that, you know, like we came back and, you know, the interception at the end was really the play we needed to, you know, seal the game, and, you know, he did a nice job.
So, Coach, the N'Keal Harry, that the fumble going into the end zone, I don't know how we talked about this even last year. I think it's just us guys together here, but I hate that rule. I don't know if there's an alternate outcome that you could have rather than just hand the ball to the other team who never even recovered it. Or do you like that rule? Do you think they have it right, or would you like to see an alternate outcome?
Yeah, it's not our job to make the rules, so we just need to, you know, play within them and we need to take care of the ball.
Safe to say that that's like a learning moment there for N'Keal, reaching for the goal line like that or getting it stripped?
There's nothing more important than ball possession. So, yeah, we all need to do that.
After the game, you referred to the atmosphere as practice. We heard something totally different on TV than what you guys heard in the stadium. So I wonder for a coach, everybody seemed to hear what other people were saying. What do you pick up There are certain things that could help you that maybe you didn't hear before.
I mean, I don't know about all that. Honestly, at this point, we have enough trouble just making sure we hear what we want to hear and get done what we need to get done. But just in terms of energy and, you know, the atmosphere in the stadium and all that, it's like being on a practice field.
So, Coach, Brian Hoyer was the backup quarterback for today. Was that because he was just better suited to be the backup in this particular game? Or was it because something physically with Jarrett Stidham?
Well, everybody's physical condition is listed on the injury report, Christian. I know you're aware of that. So,
yeah.
Not on the injury report, then they're not injured. If they're on the injury report, then we list their injury.
So is it fair to say that Brian Hoyer is the backup quarterback moving forward?
I mean, we played one game. I don't think anybody's really established a whole lot at this point. I mean, some guys are ahead of other guys, but, I mean, we'll see how that goes. I don't know.
You know, it's speaking of guys that are ahead, you know, there was a lot of guys that were dealing with a lot of injuries. There were guys that were dealing with some, you know, tough circumstances last year and even during the offseason. And I don't know if you even talked about him yet, but a guy like David Andrews, who I thought had a pretty scary situation happen to him last year. And here he is, you know, fights through the whole all of last season, works out. And I just feel like, how does that make you feel when you see a guy like that is so well-respected, fight through that stuff, and then gets his first chance to kind of prove himself again in a game?
Great. I mean, I talked to him after the game, and, you know, I mean, it's great for him. Derek Rivers, you know, guys that, you know, been in that situation where they, you know, through no fault of their own, got a bad break or, you know, just weren't able to have the opportunity that they worked very hard to get. And so when those guys got it, it was, you know, I mean, they deserve it. And, you know, I'm happy for them. I'm happy for us, and I'm happy for them.
So, Coach, I don't know if you heard Aqib Talib, former player here. We all love Aqib Talib. He spoke in a podcast about apparently some conversation you might have had about bringing him back and cover some of these tight ends. He played some great tight ends this year. I was just curious, when that schedule comes out, you go into the draft, you go into free agency, how much do you look at your schedule and sit there and say, these are the teams I need to play? And does that play a role in the personnel that you bring in for your football team getting ready for the year?
Well, the day the season ends, we know who our opponents are. So, yep. I don't know the order that they come in, but, I mean, the day the season's over, we know who we play. So, I mean, that's not a big secret.
So you see, again, I mean, some of the tight ends you are playing, even Gesicki yesterday, and Jawan Williams was in there. It was great. And Phillips. And so you sit there and say, this is kind of the position we need. You lose a guy like Chung, I would imagine that kind of hurts that. But that plays a role in bringing in some of these guys, bigger safeties.
Well, I think, Lou, we'd be interested in any player that could improve our football team. So put Cam Newton in that category, put, you know, guys we signed in free agency, guys we drafted, players that we brought in here, you know, since the start of training camp. So if we think there's a way that we can improve our football team, then we would talk about it, possibly act on it. I mean, there are some players we've talked to, plenty of players that we've talked to that aren't on this football team. But right now I'm just going to focus with the ones that are on it, and, you know, all the other – those are the conversations that's really water under the bridge. I mean, they're irrelevant at this point.
Bill, you used a lot of defensive players yesterday, a lot of defensive backs, and you lined some of them up on the linebacker level. Adrian Phillips was there quite often. Is that become an interchangeable position now?
Is what interchangeable?
Safety to linebacker in that... you know, nobody's really playing base defense anymore. They're playing sub packages, and you seem to move a lot of guys up.
Well, I think it's pretty common to see a defensive back, you know, in the line of scrimmage on early downs, whether it's to play a short zone or to play man-to-man on the tight end. more possibly man-to-man on the back, depending on who the players are and what the coverage is. So I'd say there's not a lot of situations in the box. It happens, but I wouldn't say it happens very often.
Hey, Coach, you know, this is more, I guess, a technical question. I don't know if you can even answer this for me or not, but on the RPO, when Cam Newton is, when he's riding that tailback, what's the general rule for a defensive end or a defensive player that somehow finds himself in that, I just call it no man's land? Well, how do you guys teach them to read that? Is it like the option or like the triple option where you just have the quarterback and somebody else has the, you know, the pitch? How do you guys teach it as far as responsibility?
Well, I mean, it's a pretty involved question, Christian. But
is it one guy? Is one guy responsible for both those guys? I'll just put it that way. Is it just one guy?
Well, I don't think that would work very well. No, I mean, it depends on what coverage you're in and what responsibilities they have. And it depends on how many people you're talking about. If there's only two people in the backfield, a quarterback and a running back, then there's no triple option. There's only two players, so there's nobody to pitch it to. So the option plays, somebody's got to be responsible for the dive. Somebody's got to be responsible for the quarterback. And if there's another player in the backfield that the ball can be pitched to and they run the triple option, then somebody has to take the pitch. So anytime the offense can get a defense in a 2-on-1 situation like that, there's a huge advantage to the offense. So defensively, you want to have that taken care of. Now that's, sometimes there's conflicts there. That's the option game. The RPO game is a totally different concept. It really doesn't have anything to do with an option. It has to do with a running play and a passing play that are the same play. So if the quarterback, he would read a certain defender, and if that defender went with the running back on the play, then he would throw it to a guy behind where that defender left. And if the defender stayed, then he would hand it to the running back. The idea that the defense has one less guy to defend the running play because he's in position to play the pass play. So they're really offensively two totally different concepts. Both good, both, you could run one of them, you could run either one of them, or you could run both of them, or you could run neither one of them. Just like everything else offensively, there are pluses and minuses to doing those things, but so that it would depend on what the other team was doing, how good they were at it, how you'd want to defend it. But now ultimately you don't want to have a quarterback having a guy to pitch the ball to, or a quarterback being able to hand it and keep it, and only one guy trying to cover both guys. I mean, that would be, you'd probably be giving up a lot of yards trying to do it that way.
Coach, you're talking about
But if they catch you in something, if they happen to match it up against the right look or the right defense and they catch you in that, then, so sometimes that happens, then that's definitely a problem for the defense.
Coach, you were talking about ball security. And me, just watching the game and the RPO, a guy like Cam Newton who holds that ball in that running back stomach like such a long time, is that difficult for a running back room to kind of adjust to, that maybe hasn't worked with that type of quarterback in the past, not knowing if he has the ball, because Cam's trying to read that defense? That just seems like big ball security and something the running backs really have to adjust to.
Well, it's like anything. You have to work on it, and you have to practice it, and there's a certain feel to the play, and no different than a receiver or quarterback throwing to a receiver, and different receivers run the route a little bit differently, or they might get held up at the line or what have you. So, there's definitely a timing element to it, but I don't know, it would be hard for me to imagine a running back in today's game that doesn't have experience at a play like this. I mean, every college team runs it. Every high school team runs it. Or most all of them do. So I think you'd have to have played in a guy like, any of our backs would have had to play in, one system for an entire career to this point, that didn't run either of those plays to not have run it before. I mean, I could be wrong, but it's every game I watch, college football and a lot of high school football, but I have seen of that. I mean, that's what these teams do. I mean, turn on any college game on Saturday and you're going to see, you know, 40 of these plays per game, per team.
It was a terrific debut for Cam Newton. I think it's also been interesting to hear your comments over the last couple of weeks about how much time, how much work he's put into all of this. We remember back when Cam was first signed, he was doing that little roundtable and kind of joked about what's it going to be like with me and Bill Belichick. I want you to listen to this because this was Cam Newton talking about life with Bill Belichick this morning here on WEEI.
He makes even the smartest players more cerebral, and you know, we go over situational football each and every single day, and there's no point in time where he cannot stop something and teach you something. He's the ultimate teacher, and I just respect that. I just, you know, I didn't know what to expect coming in here. You know, you hear stories, and I've just been blown away by his professionalism.
Is he different than what you originally thought he would be, Bill?
Well, the people that I've talked to, the coach Cam, I think has seen pretty much the same thing that we've seen. So Auburn and Carolina, been pretty consistent. It's just, you know, the personality and working with somebody day to day is different than talking to somebody else about them. But, you know, we've certainly had plenty of players and coaches that we've known that have worked with Cam, just like, you know, sure, he has relationships with plenty of coaches and players that have played here or been here. You know, just kind of trying to get to know and get to know a person and get the right fit. And, you know, we spent quite a bit of time in the process of, you know, getting to know each other before he actually signed here. But it was good. He's very, you know, very honest, open person that works extremely hard at his job and is committed to the team. So I don't know how you could ask any more of a player than that. We have a lot of players that do that, and he's certainly in that group.
All right, it's time for the Mercedes-Benz Drive of the Week with more attainable models than ever before, like the 2021 A-Class sedan and the GLB SUV. There could be a Mercedes-Benz in your very near future. Visit your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer in person or online for more details on the complete lineup of vehicles. All right, Coach, this is actually a two-parter. The first one is your drive of the week.
Oh, we'll go with the one with the drive after they scored to cut it to 14-11 and drove it, I don't know, I think it was 75 yards and converted on fourth down. And so I thought that was a big, that was, you know, big drive that answered the Dolphins' score and, you know, kind of changed the momentum of the game a little bit, made it a two-score game and, you know, kind of forced Miami into a, you know, two-minute mode at the end. So it was that was a big drive.
Yeah, the other
well-executed offensively.
Yeah, it was a great answer, too. The other one was just more playful, as, you know, because Cam Newton was on the Greg Hill Show this morning, and he did a whole interpretation of his suit, his canary yellow, bright yellow suit. I'm just curious to get your, you know, your style, you know, opinion of his suit from yesterday.
Would you wear it?
No, I actually didn't see it, so I don't know.
It was beautiful.
Sure, it looked good on him.
Yeah, it did. It did. Very sharp.
Yeah.
All right, Bill, what is the protocol going to Seattle? You can't go early. Is that true?
We're leaving on Friday.
Oh, you can go earlier. So you can leave on Friday. Okay, because I thought I remembered that the league was limiting when you could go out there. And do they limit the times you can go out there? So when you're playing Los Angeles, you've got a game against the Rams and a game against the Chargers. I heard them mention it on the telecast last night. You can't stay out there? You have to come back and forth?
Yeah, I mean, there have been a variety of rules and policies, and they've been modified several times. You know, as more information has come in and as you know, different states have changed their, I don't know. I don't even know what all the reasons are, but I'm sure it's basically more information. So we'll travel about the way we would normally travel. I'd put it like that. Obviously there's new restrictions and things we have to be in compliance with, like everybody does, you know, with the current situation, but I wouldn't say it's really fundamentally very different from what we normally do.
All right. Conversation with the coach brought to you by Putnam Investments, Putnam Investments, and the New England Patriots, proud partners committed to an active game plan on and off the field. One up, one down. Bunch more to go. Next week in Seattle. We'll talk to you next Monday. Bill, have a good one.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
See you later. And we'll be right back. Another hour to go or close to it right here on OMF.